Thank you. That concludes our community comment. And now I guess we'll go back to our agenda. And we'll go with Adriana.
Did anybody receive the motion? Because it was there before, and I just sent an amended one three times. But we are having some problems, obviously.
I've got like 10 motions.
I sent it twice today.
Is it the LSB review budget motion?
Could you read the first sentence, please?
I can read it.
Brenda's going to read it.
Okay. It's kind of long. So, per the Pacifica bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, Item A, the LSBs, quote, review and approve that station's budgets and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures, end quote. The PMB directs the LSBs to make their reports of a quarterly comparison of budget to actual income and expenditures plus cash flow to the PMB quarterly no later than 30 days after the end of each. The station's GMs shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB in a timely manner. The financial reports shall be generated from the data in the general ledger, and each station shall use the same software in order to facilitate the collection, analysis, and reporting of this information. Further, these financial reports should include income statements, balance sheets, cash flow reports, and cash flow projections. Failure to provide necessary budget drafts and financials as outlined above shall be key consideration in the GM's performance review by the LSB and the PMB. In order for the LSB to comply with their duties per the bylaws, the ED shall direct the general manager of each station to produce and send to their LSBs an electronic file of the budget draft at least three, oh my goodness, and then my phone just, okay, in advance of the meeting during which the LSBs, the LSB approved budget to the NFC with a CC to the respective LSB within 3 days of approval, as well as an electronic file of the station's NFC approved budget to the station's LSB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to provide the necessary budget drafts and financials as outlined above shall be key considerations. I think I already read that.
No.
Okay, shall be key considerations in the GM's performance review by the LSB and PMB. The budget draft sent to the NFC should include all assumptions used to arrive at budget figures. The NFC shall also review the finances of the Pacifica National Office and its units quarterly as well. The CFO shall send an electronic file of the Pacifica National Office and each unit's budget drafts to the NFC with a CC to the ED at least 3 days prior to being presented to the NFC for approval, and an electronic file of the Pacifica National Office and its unit's NFC approved budgets to the PNB within 3 days of its approval. Failure to do so shall be a key consideration in the CFO's performance review by the PMB. That was a lot.
Okay. Adriana, you're moving that so we can have it properly before the body?
Yes.
Okay. You want to? Is there a second?
Second.
And you want to briefly motivate that motion?
Well, I think that is self-explanatory.
Okay.
We need to have accountability, openness, transparency, and accountability. And the only way to do it, the only thing that I'm referring is what we are supposed to be doing because our bylaws tell us what to do. But the problem is that in some instances, the bylaw doesn't have teeth to hold accountable if they don't do it in the right time. The only thing that this is doing is remember everybody that we must, and not only we must, if somebody is failing, should be held accountable. That is the only thing that this is doing. It's not inventing anything. Thank you.
Okay, can we get a stack?
Yeah, we have Teresa first, and then I have Benito and Robert.
Okay.
Got you, Janet.
Okay, and you have the time for each person. Okay, we have Teresa first. Yes.
I think it's really important that we be consistent, especially among the sister stations. I think that the records will show that KPFT has approved our budgets through our, you know, working with our GM, working with our LSBs, and sending to the finance committee before any of the others send it. I do wonder why motions like this wouldn't come through a committee. Why wouldn't the finance committee say, this is the proper procedure, or, you know, this is what how we want it done? And that I think that makes for an agenda where, like, there's kind of fighting over who gets things first on the agenda, where we should respect our committees.
May I answer that? Because
no, we got a stack. We got to go to our stack.
Benito. Next, and then I have Robert.
Okay. Benito?
Yes.
Frank?
Yeah, after at the end of this evening, we'll forget it. Benito from PFW in D.C. You know, I think it's really important. I think this motion is important because it gives the LSBs some kind of direction. I don't know about other LSBs, but the folks here in D.C. don't understand that they have the power, authority, and responsibility to review the budget on a quarterly basis to make sure that if it's not, if we're not raising the money that we said we were going to raise, that means you got to revise the budget. And the opposite likewise is true as well. So, you know, I think that this makes it very clear that it is the responsibility of the LSB to stay on top of the budget all year long, and it tells the LSB, you actually have the right to do this. Folks don't seem to understand that. You know, they think that they being disrespectful of management if they tried to participate in the process. So that's basically my
next person.
Robert Mark.
Mr. Mark?
Yeah, I would just like to say that at KPFT, before Adriana was on our board, our general manager actually gave us financial reports as stated in this motion. At the LSB meeting for the month that had just closed prior to the meeting. The problem is we changed our meeting date from the third Wednesday to the second Wednesday, and our fiscal officer could not get it done that quickly. So we started getting a two-month lag rather than a two-week lag. And so we were in ourselves responsible for that, but also then, because there was no rush to get it to the third week LSB meeting, I think that they weren't doing it as promptly as they were doing it before. But I think those are easy fixes, so I don't think this is a very restrictive. Part one of this is a very restrictive. Point two is there was some language in an earlier draft about staff salaries, which I assume they're gone. I'm very concerned because we have people that have not yet signed confidentiality agreements.
Next.
Janet Kane.
Yes, I have an amendment, and it is to add the following wording to the sentence that starts, the station's GM shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB in a timely manner, and what I'm adding is, and being available during LSB meetings to answer questions when the LSB reviews the reports. And, well, is there a second?
Is there a second to that amendment?
May I motivate?
You can briefly motivate, yes.
Yes. Okay, so I don't know how it works at other stations, but at KPFA, most of the time the GM comes to give his report, the GM report, an agenda item, and does not stay throughout the meeting. And there are times when LSB members might have questions or issues that come up that it would be good for him to respond to or learn and get input. And so, anyway, that's sometimes the GM is not at the meetings, good. And the GM is an ex officio member of the LSB.
Take a stack on this. We have Adriana for the stack on this particular amendment. Anyone else? Okay, Adriana. Anyone else for the to speak on this amendment?
Would I be able to yield to a GM?
I have to ask if the will of the board is this the will of the board to hear a GM on this matter? Is there any objection? Okay. Is there any objection from the board hearing from a GM to address to speak on this matter?
No, I said a GM.
She wants the GM to respond to it. Okay, if there's no objection, we'll give him 1 minute and put him on the stack.
90 seconds.
2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. Virgil.
95.
2 minutes.
All right, very quickly, I think there should be also some requirements for the competency of the treasurer of the local finance committee and some training because, you know, at WBI, we haven't passed a budget in like 3 or 4 years. It's because of lack of interest, because of obstructions at the finance committee. And second, I mean, if you want to evaluate a GM for not giving out this information, I do the budget, I do the entries, I do the checks, I do the reconciliation. So we do not have adequate staff to actually do what you do, what you are asking for. And I totally agree that you should do that. Now, how are we going to solve that? I use a separate financial system that's easier called QuickBook to just keep track of what's going on while my business manager in Texas is inputting the data in Great Plains, which is a system that no one really likes. Now, the total number is always the same, but the details on different accounts may change based on information that they get. And that's a lack of staff and the ability to get all the detailed information to them. So I think that y'all should be able to address all of this in consideration of this motion. And number one consideration is we have to have a finance committee that have people that are adequate and know what they're doing and can help the local, the management to do this job. And we don't have that in New York.
Brian, you going on the stack for this amendment? Or
did we approve Janet's amendment?
No, we were about to. We were asked, is there any objection to Janet's amendment? No objection, so yes, we have a... Serene?
I would like to add the language where possible.
Okay. Is there any objection to adding that language where possible? Okay. Okay. Any objection to Janet's amendment with that language?
Could you read it again? I'm sorry.
How about if I read the whole sentence that would be added to
yes.
the end?
Sure.
Okay.
Oops. The station's GM shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB in a timely manner and be available during LSB meetings to answer questions when the LSB reviews the reports. And then to be available when possible, is that what you...
After available, where possible.
Where possible.
Okay, any objection to that amendment? Yes, Benito.
You know... Benito from PFW in D.C. Yeah, I support the original amendment, but I think that to say where possible, takes away the teeth of the intent of the amendment. You know, present company aside, in terms of Berthold, he might be open to LSB members, but other GMs are not. And so this is not directed, certainly not directed towards him, but it's directed towards GMs and business managers in general. We need them to understand that they have a responsibility to work with the treasurer and to work with the finance committee and answer questions.
Okay. Point of clarification.
Yes.
I thought we approved Serene's language.
No, we have not.
We have not? Okay.
That was an objection.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else who want to speak to the stack of the language of wherever possible, Serene's language? I want to hear from some other people and we'll get...
I'm sorry, I made the amendment.
Okay, you want to motivate? Go ahead. Okay, you want to motivate it, Serene? Yes.
Okay, so I guess I'm a management sympathizer. And trust me, I have strong differences with my GM. Trust me. But I think that it is in the GM's best interest to work with their finance committee because the finance committee makes the recommendation to the LSB, which will eventually be voting on the budget. So I know there are some people who are particularly enthusiastic about meetings and committee meetings, and, you know, it's good for us to gather together. But I don't think we need to bind our GMs to show up at every meeting. If a committee decides we want to meet once a week, which I can see happening, there are not always rational people involved in governance, and they have to work, shocking, they have to work all day, and then in our case in New York, we have very few staff. We have Berthold, who is premiums, accounting, membership, GM, sometimes mail order, I don't want language that binds someone to having to show up whenever a committee is meeting. The information, absolutely provide that. Showing up at the meetings and at every meeting, people have conflicts of interest. I mean, conflicts of scheduling conflicts. I don't think the language should be so absolute. Okay. But I do think that
we have that.
Yeah, I do think that managers should work collaboratively with their committees and their boards.
Okay, we're out of time on this item. We're going to have to go to the vote.
May I make a clarification, though?
I'm afraid we're out of time. Someone's going to have to move to extend because we're out of time on this matter. Okay. You want to read the original motion?
It's just LSB meetings, not any of these other meetings.
Okay, we have to go to a vote. We're going to go to a vote on Serene's amendment, wherever possible. Is there any there's been some objection to that, so we have to go to vote on that. All those in favor of that language, wherever possible, please raise your hand.
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
Please raise your hand.
And keep them up. Yes.
All those opposed?
Four opposed.
Any abstentions? I abstain.
Three.
Four.
Three. So.
I count four.
Abstentions?
Yes.
Can you?
Abstentions again, please.
Abstentions again.
Abstention, please. Okay. Higher.
Three, four.
Okay.
Passes.
And what was the final vote? So we'll know.
11 yes, 4 no, 4 abstain.
Okay, now we'll go to Janet Kay's original amendment with that language. Your amendment? Okay. Is there any objection to Janet Kay's?
Yes, no
objection. Okay, we'll go to the vote.
Wait, could you please read it again?
Could we read that again?
I'm way at his position because I don't. All right.
Okay.
And please use the mic.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, while she's pulling it up, there are a pair of eyeglasses left on top of the speaker, so I'll just leave them there again, but if anyone knows whose these are.
They were left in the room last night.
We're reading Janet Kay's amendment.
With Serene's amendment.
We're reading Janet Kay's amendment with Serene's, wherever possible.
I can read it.
Okay, you got it. Just read it.
Well, I have the motion. It's just
Somebody wanted to know where in the whole, in the context.
Janet Kay, we're just asking you to read your amendment that you made with Serene's language, because that's what we're going to vote on.
The station's GM shall be responsible for providing the necessary reports to the LSB in a timely manner and be available where possible during LSB meetings to answer questions when the LSB reviews the reports.
Okay.
That's what that's
well. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
It's in the first paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th line of text. GM or starts at the fifth, at the end of the fifth line of text. The station's GM shall be responsible for providing the next necessary reports to the LSB in a timely manner. First paragraph. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We're going to have to. I know we're on the stream, so we need to go to a roll call. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on your amendment with Serene's language, if wherever possible?
Allen.
Allen. Allen abstains.
Allen abstains. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden.
Abstain.
Burden abstains. Brazan not here. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
Yes.
Coleman passes. Diaz?
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tikert?
Yes.
Edwards Tikert votes yes. Fuentes?
Abstains.
Fuentes abstains. Coburn votes yes. Mark?
No.
Mark votes no. Medina?
No.
Medina votes no. Rabin? Rabin votes yes. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Roberts, yes?
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Coleman, you passed?
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. One moment. I have 13 yes, 2 no, 3 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 14 yes,
okay.
2 no, 3 abstentions.
And now we're going to vote on the original motion as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay.
Not me, Brenda.
Allen.
Allen says yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta. Oh. Burden. Burden abstains. Brazan not here. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
Yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman. Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tikert.
Yes.
Edwards Tikert votes yes. Fuentes.
Abstain.
Fuentes abstains. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
No.
Mark votes no. Medina.
No.
Medina votes no. Rabin.
Yeah.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. One moment. Argueta?
Yes.
Argueta votes yes.
We have three stations business.
We just get the vote.
I have 14 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to
vote? Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 15 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain.
Okay. Thank you. Where are we next on the agenda?
So we are now on... Did we approve?
I know we made... Does anyone know where we are now with the...
Can we go to the question of
No, I want to go to what we have on the agenda. Mr. Secretary, do you know where we are on the agenda so we'll know? I don't want to add any new things. We just want to deal with what we voted on. I'm sorry. Benito. I'm just asking where we are. I'm not going to take motions to amend the agenda. So are you about to amend the agenda?
I just wanted to make a related motion.
First, I want to find out where we are, and then we'll entertain.
Yes.
Could someone tell us where we are on the agenda? What's next?
Yes, as far as I can tell. Going back to...
What is the
I believe a discussion of on-air policies and free speech.
Mr. Say, I know we've exhausted all the things we made a priority.
Mr. Chair,
so we'll go back to the.
I propose we remove from the table the pending resolutions from the programming committee.
Second.
Okay. We made a motion to remove the pending resolution.
Yeah, we tabled them with the understanding we were going to take them up an hour later. And here it is tomorrow.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
There's been an objection. We'll go to the vote. Okay, madam. We're voting on...
Take from the table.
Okay.
The second program...
Before we do that, can I say a word?
Yes.
It's not a debatable motion.
Okay.
I just want to say a word. I'm not debating it. I want to make the board aware that by bringing this back from the table, we are avoiding this discussion on Pacifica free speech and all the things that it involves.
That's point of order.
That's important.
We're going to have
point
to just go to the vote on
point
this.
Point of order.
Okay. Madam.
So, I'm sorry. Point of order, please.
Yes.
Okay. I think it's improper for the member to refer to us as what? Avoiding an issue? In fact, the programming issue was on the agenda earlier than the matter. Excuse me. I'm not avoiding anything. So if the rest of you want to sit around and pretend that he has any legitimacy in that claim, then do so. But I'll raise it at a point of personal privilege instead of a point of order. It's improper for him to state that.
Okay.
It's also inaccurate, which is par for the course.
Motion to program.
Yes, George, for information.
If we don't untable this, what is actually next on the agenda?
We never found out.
That motion there? Okay.
Everyone understand what we're voting on, Madam Secretary? Brian, could you repeat that again?
At yesterday's meeting, we started with the programming motion number 2, the second motion. And then there was a substitute motion. And then we tabled the whole thing, right? And so this would come back to the table where we were at.
Okay. And so we're voting to take those
off the table.
Off the table?
To discuss
them. To discuss
them. Bring it back up for discussion.
And to bring it back up to discussion.
I'm not sure which motion's actually.
Programming motion number 2.
Programming motion number two. Okay.
Well, it's a substitute.
Okay. All right. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Alan.
Substitute motion.
No, the whole thing back on.
I'll say no.
Alan votes no. Argueta. Argueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Brazan. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
No.
Steve Brown votes no. Casnave.
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes no. Mark?
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Robin? Robin abstains. Ryder?
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts? Roberts votes yes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Burden, you passed?
I vote no.
Burden votes no. Got it. I have 7, I'm sorry, 10 yes, 7 no, and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 11-7-1.
Okay. Motion passes, so those items are off the table, so they're...
Mr. Chair?
Parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
No.
How much time do we have allocated for this? Because the original motion for this section, do you want that same time? And we're also at a time certain. We have 25 minutes left until we have to adjourn.
Was there a time item, amount of time on this? Someone proposing amount of time we spent on this?
Originally, it was 30 minutes for two motions. 30,
yeah. I'm sorry?
We are 30 minutes for two motions.
So part of, we used up part of... And that spent time, but we spent some of the 30 minutes on that.
So we're, Serene?
I move 15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is any objection to 15 minutes on this item? No objection, so we'll spend 15 minutes.
Information?
Yes, Brian.
Can we have a reading of the substitute motion that is currently pending?
Okay, Mr.
Point
Secretary?
Yes.
You have point of information?
Parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, Benito.
Okay, I was trying a few minutes ago to see if it would be in order for me to make a subsequent motion related to the one we just passed with regards to the LSB budget motion, just an implementation motion.
No, that has...
Is that out of order?
Yes, that's out of order. We're discussing the program motion now.
No, I know, but I was trying... I thought that you had stated we got to deal with all these other issues first in terms of the agenda, and then we might be able to consider something else.
Well, what's in front of us now, we're about to go to discussing and debating the program motion. So once we finish that, you may want to bring that up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Could we read the substitute motion that was pending, Mr. Secretary? Anyone?
It was from Ryder.
Okay.
George, excuse me.
Did you send it out?
I'm sorry, Chair. Can we read both the original motion? I'm speaking.
Okay, Serene, you want to? Yes.
Can we read both the original motion and the substitute so people have
okay.
the time?
Okay. Is it possible to read the original and the substitute so we'll
know
in the country?
The original is long.
We won't have any time.
Okay.
Excuse me. All right. It's four and a half lines.
Well, substitute motion stands on its own, so.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Point of order.
Yes, Serene?
I can only speak for myself. But I think if we're going to be looking at the substitute motion, we should know what it is a substitute to. It is on page 3 of the agenda. It is 6.5 lines.
Okay.
Six and a half.
If someone has it, could you read the original and
the PNB Programming Committee recommends to the PNB that all action on the creation of, quote, program councils, close quotes, pursuant to a previous motion from the Programming Committee to the PNB, be held until after the committee is able to receive and review information about station program operations pursuant to the motion passed by the committee on 12/19/14, which was passed by this board yesterday, and provides recommendations to the PNB. The provision of said feedback to the PNB will be a priority of the committee, and our expectation is that the report will be sent to the PNB by March 13th. The note that we sent with this motion and report said that it would be roughly 6 weeks from the time we received the information, because obviously March 13th is no longer relevant.
So was that the motion and the substitute?
No, that is the motion.
Okay.
Writer's substitute.
Someone please read the substitute.
Okay, here's the substitute motion. The PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils at their in their stations by August 1st in accordance with the procedure established in the PNB motion of 2012.
Okay, that is the... George, are you going to...
I'd like to motivate the substitute
this?
Again.
It's okay.
Been a while since we talked about this.
Okay.
So,
George?
The history of this is that the program committee of about 2 years ago, I think this motion came to the floor in 2012, it made a motion to the effect of we should be establishing program councils, and it established the mechanism for doing it. It was intended, the The motion was intended to resolve a political difficulty that we have here, which you've actually seen live at this meeting, which is that the people who are surrounding this network, the people who's really interested in it, the people who show up here, they care deeply about the programming. On the other hand, there is no mechanism for the bylaws mandated cooperative relationship with management with regard to programming to actually be implemented. And so this was an attempt to provide a mechanism for that to happen, so that there was something else you could do if you didn't like the way the program director was directing programs, other than just to try to get him fired or to try to control the faction which controls him. That's what it was for. It was to provide a place where the staff, the listeners, and the people from the LSB could provide advice to the program director to an input. And the only requirement, actually, on the program director is that if he disagreed with their advice, that he would tell them why he disagreed, and he would be willing to do that in public. So there would be accountability, at least in terms of what am I doing this for. So that was the motion that was passed. It was actually sent to the PMB once. It came back. We worked on it some more. We sent it again. Okay. It was passed by more than 2-1 at that time.
We're out of time. The stack we have.
We have Janet, then Rodrigo.
And the substitute motion says, let's implement that.
Janet Kick.
Yes, so we shouldn't have to say let's implement that. What is it, 3 years later? It should have been implemented earlier. Why not? Why wasn't it implemented? And just passing another motion to implement it would not necessarily end up in its being implemented. That's one. Two, there was the motion number one that was passed yesterday called for information provided by the GMs about the different processes in their stations, and that would inform maybe why this was not implemented for years, but also might result in a change in what would be implemented, and maybe then it will be implemented. So I will vote against this substitute motion.
Okay, next person we have on the...
Wait, did she just propose a substitute?
No.
We have Rodrigo.
I think it's a really good motion. There's always a lot of conflict, always, you know, from whatever decisions, you know, the PDs take, and also whatever benefits the programming decisions, you know, turns to be. And most of the time, as we have seen, the decisions of the program directors are not really accurate, not really good. They don't revenue more money to the stations, you know, basically. But they do whatever that they want. Not only that, but they have the tendency, a lot of times, you know, and we've seen it, you know, to give programs to their friends. You know. I mean, just because they're friends, you know, or even taking upon themselves, you know, the programming. They want to just start doing programming themselves because they think they are the best, you know. So now we have, you know, an executive director at this meeting. And if it is not, you know, if it is not taken account, this motion that is given by the PMB, then the executive director is going to have to do it. Or somehow direct the managers, so the managers would do it. You know, but I think it's a very good thing to do it because we are really frustrated. Even the programming committees, you know, are really frustrated because you approve motions after motions in terms of programming and nothing happens. Program directors continue doing whatever they want, and that got to stop. You know.
That's right.
Brian.
Sorry, can you read the stack?
We have Brian, Serene, Benito, George, and Marky.
Thanks.
Am I missing anyone?
Okay. So I'm against the substitute and for the original motion.
And Adriana.
I got you. I got her.
Okay.
I agree with everything Rodrigo said, but I think it's the wrong solution to manage around a program director whom you don't like. It's the job of these boards to hire and review them, not to do their jobs for them. Now,
and the ED, I would add.
What we have in our organization is too many lines of authority. If you create too many entities that are supposed to do the same job, you can't hold any of them accountable for how the job gets done. And what you have here is a rigid motion. It says there's going to be a program council at each station. It says exactly how it's going to be composed. It doesn't give the stations any flexibility to experiment with different types of makeups or decision-making procedures. And if it doesn't work out, they don't have any recourse. And it says specifically, the board shall provide for adjudication of programming decisions arising between programmers and management. It makes the program council a higher power than the manager. It gets to play judge. The network's management doesn't have control over the air anymore under that situation. That's an FCC issue. Now, I'm sure that's not what the people who crafted this motion intended. It's a motion that needs more work. And the programming committee has decided very wisely that they want to gather as much information as possible about the decision-making processes that already exist before they can come up with something. I think we should proceed with their original proposal.
Serene?
Okay, thanks. Can I just pass? I'm trying to find a document to share with you guys. So I'll pass to the next person.
Benito.
Yeah. Benito from PFW in D.C. I'm very rarely speechless. But Brian took all my thunder. You know, I originally voted for this motion, what, about 3 years ago, something like that? But 3 years have passed by. Unfortunately, the prior IED elected not to want to implement it. But things have moved on, things have changed, and some of us have seen some of the problems. Furthermore, as correct me if I'm wrong, but in the one case where there was a program council in Houston, when the LSB tried to put it in place, or you know, the GM and the PD told the folks to go somewhere. We ain't doing it. So obviously there's a problem with implementation, you know, and with teeth. So for all the reasons that Brian said, you know, that's why we crafted this motion, to try to correct and improve the motion that we previously passed. Rodrigo, George, we all support the intent of the motion. Okay. Let's just fix it.
The next person.
Serene had.
I'm still looking.
Okay, you can George. Go to
the next. Yeah, this was not accepted in Houston because the provision that the staff elect their own people to the program council was resisted by the program director, who insisted that he select his own people.
Right.
So if you want to have some input from this community of people to the program director as advice, when he's going to select who he takes advice from, you know, that's not a problem with this motion. That's a problem with the political situation that we have, which this motion was intended to do something about.
That's
right.
Yes.
Wrong. Okay, who's next on that? Margie?
Yes.
Our job as a board is to set policy. Our job as members of our LSBs is to supervise the GMs and the PDs. You cannot run an organization like this without managers. And managers must have jobs, and they must be responsible for carrying out their duties, and they must be evaluated regularly and fairly. the program council motion that is from whenever it was from the original motion is deeply flawed. And you cannot have a situation where a manager isn't allowed to make a decision. You don't like the decision, you deal with it, but you don't take away from the manager. We will never have competent managers if we tell people they don't get to do their jobs. That's what a manager is supposed to do. A manager is supposed to do their job. That doesn't mean that they get to do it without checks and balances. You criticize them, you evaluate them, you give them programmatic directives, but you don't set up a situation like this. The old program council motion is deeply flawed and needs to be reconsidered.
Okay. Yes. I have a simple answer to all of this. I'm reading from our bylaws. Article 7, local station boards. And we are talking about Section 3, specific powers and duty. We have here, one of them said, to ensure that
I'm trying to screen. No.
Oh, here. G. To work with a station manager to ensure that the station programming fulfill the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse need of the listeners, demographic and community, geographic, served by the station, and that station policies and procedure for making programming decisions and program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. This is the duties in our bylaws that the LSB has. We know, we have here George Ryder, that is he never try to run, obviously. We are kind of being accused, so you want to run the station. No, we want to fulfill our responsibilities, okay. And one mechanism will be that. Please vote for this motion.
Okay, I'm afraid we're out of time for this item. We'll have to go to the vote. And I think we're voting on a substitute motion. Could we rehear the substitute motion so everybody will know, or summarize the substitute motion?
I'd like to extend for 10 minutes.
There's been a recommendation to extend for 10 minutes. Keep in mind, we do have to join time certain at 5:30. So, is there been a second to extend for 10 minutes?
Oh, sorry, 7 minutes. The clock, my watch is not out.
7 minutes. Is there a second to that?
It'll take us 7 minutes to vote, my guys.
I mean, is there a second to extend for 7 minutes? No second, so we're going to have to go to the vote. Let's hear the substitute motion.
The PNB directs the ED to inform the GMs that they must establish program councils in their stations by August 1st in accordance with the procedure established in the PNB motion of 2012.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Allen.
Yes.
Allen votes yes. Argueta.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Burden. Burden passes. Brazan? Jim Brown?
Pass.
Jim Brown passes. Steve Brown?
I pass.
Steve Brown passes. Casnave?
Yes.
Casnave votes yes. Coleman?
I can't do this to my station, no.
Coleman votes no. Diaz?
No.
Diaz votes no. Edwards Tiekert?
No.
Edwards Tiekert votes no. Fuentes?
No.
Fuentes votes no. Coburn votes no. Mark?
No.
Mark votes no. Medina?
No.
Medina votes no. Rabin? Rabin abstains. Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Absolutely not.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Wilkinson?
No.
Wilkinson votes no. Burden, you passed. Burden votes no. Jim Brown, you passed.
No.
Jim Brown votes no. Steve Brown, you passed.
I vote yes.
Steve Brown votes yes. That's it.
I want to change my vote to no.
Castney votes
no. Welcome to us.
Castney votes no. All right, I'm counting. I have 4 yes, 13 no, and 1 abstain, and Brazan abstains.
And the chair votes no.
And the chair votes no.
Okay.
Okay, so we have 4 yes, 14 no, and 2 abstentions.
And now we're going to vote on the substitute motion as the main motion?
No, this
failed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I failed. So we'll go for the main motion. Everyone understand what the main motion is? Madam Secretary, can you call her up?
Alan.
Alan says yes.
Alan votes yes. Argueta votes yes. Can you tell people to...
Could everybody be quiet so we can hear?
Bert.
Could you...
To hold up until...
Do nothing with that old motion until we gather the information that we decided yesterday we wanted to get.
Right. Okay.
Burden. Burden votes yes. Brazan.
Abstain.
Brazan abstains. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Jim Brown votes yes. Steve Brown.
I abstain.
Steve Brown abstains. Castaneve.
Yes.
Castaneve votes yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Coleman votes yes. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert votes yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Fuentes votes yes. Coburn votes yes. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Pass.
Medina passes. Rabin.
Yes.
Rabin votes yes. Ryder.
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. Medina, you passed.
I'm going to abstain.
Medina abstains. I have 15 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Norman votes yes. That's 16 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions.
Motion passes, and I guess we're near time. To Lydia, you want to?
I have a point of an announcement. Sorry.
This is to the directors. So when is at 5:30... On the dot.
2 minutes.
Yeah, in 2 minutes, okay, all the directors should take all of their materials. I'll show you where to put your stuff. Just follow me. And we're breaking down all the tables. They're leaving here. The food has arrived in the next room. Everybody will leave this room because we have to do the setup. Also, thanks to John Almella and Jonathan Alexander.
Yes.
For having streamed this, and they have to unpack and undo all of the sound equipment. No other people will be involved with that because I don't want anything. We're keeping the sound equipment in here, our sound system. So everybody has to leave the room. The session is adjourned until tomorrow morning at 9.
And what location tomorrow?
At the hotel.
There's
only executive session.
Hello?
Only.
I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
Okay, let's listen. We haven't adjourned yet.
In the Hello? City view room.
Yeah. Hello? Yes, at the hotel.
I'm sorry. What exactly do I need to do to get it? Because, you know, what? The announcement is over. We're back to the old chair, and I'm trying to get his attention. And two other people are speaking. So I'll wait. Tell me when I can speak.
The meeting's adjourned.
Lydia, you weren't in the room. Tony was chairing. I asked for the floor. You came in and started to speak, and that's fine, but I would like to speak now.
Serene, what is it you'd like to say? Because we're about to adjourn.
Okay, I just wanted to point out to the board that the motion we passed has the potential of actually getting agreement among people about programming in Pacifica, or at least a process. And anytime that Janet Coleman has the wisdom to support me, as she did yesterday, you should follow her lead.
Yes, thank you. Let us thank the delegates from L.A. and the people who've been transporting us for all the work that they've done. We want to take Brenda, Lydia.
No one fold Rodrigo. A chair. Do not touch anything other than the things that belong to you, which is the board book and your computers and whatever. Do not touch any of the chairs. Do not fold. Do not even think about helping. Thank you. Everyone that is not John Elmela, Jonathan Alexander, Gregorio Luque, and Abraham Gutierrez are to leave the room.
I love this, but you know.